Now, as anyone who takes an interest in the goings-on at the Town Hall will be well aware, plans to bring a cinema back to Brentwood have been on and off for some years now. However, two film enthusiasts have decided to do something about it by creating their very own pop-up cinema. And to tell us more, they join me now. Sisters Katie Ward and Fiona Hewlett, good morning to both of you.
Morning,
good morning, Alan.
Now, you're launching the Penny Blue Picture House next month, and listeners to Phoenix have been helping to choose the very first film that you'll be showing. I know that's been quite controversial as well. we won't reveal it just yet. We'll come on to that a little bit later on. Before we do that, though, Katie, tell us, first of all, how the idea for Penny Blue came about.
Well, we've both always loved going to the cinema. I mean, I would say it's one of my most favourite things to do. I think I'll speak for me and Fiona, actually, both, when we say that. When we were kids, we always used to come to Brentwood Cinema, which was around in those days, and that, you know, that was one of our favourite things to do as a family. We went to a pop-up cinema last Christmas in Brick Lane, which was showing a Muppets Christmas Carol with the children, and we had a fantastic time because it was just such a good atmosphere, and they created a real experience rather than just showing the film. And we came out and said, we could do this in Brentwood. We don't need to travel to London to watch a good film and have the experience. So we decided to go for it and try and create our
own. That was the inspiration. And actually, the Muppet Christmas Carol is one of the five that you've been asking people to vote. It could be the winner.
You never know.
We're going to keep people in suspense for that. Fiona, I suppose in terms of Brentwood having a cinema or not having a cinema, rather, I suppose the nearest cinemas, the traditional full-time cinemas, is Romford or Chelmsford, isn't it? You've got to travel, really.
Yeah, so you've got to get in a car or, you know, get on a train, and it takes a bit of arranging. I mean, obviously, they are massive multiplex cinemas and, you know, they definitely have their place in the world. But it's just been such a long time since Brentwood's had, you know, something like a normal cinema, apart from obviously the Brentwood Arts Club cinema. I mean, we were just really excited about the idea of bringing back a real experience to Brentwood, and a bit of excitement about, you know, the kinds of films we're going to show and the way we're going to do it, really.
Pop-up, it gives the impression that you're mobile, Katie. Does that mean that you'll be travelling around to different locations?
Yeah, it's definitely what we originally thought we'd be doing, and we did look into various venues around Brentwood that we could use, but we came to a bit of a standstill because there wasn't any available empty shops that we could take on, which is why we've started off with the Cathedral Hall, because I'm a member of the Parish Hall Committee, and it's a beautiful venue with parking, central. It's just such a good location that we may be there again, but if we can find somewhere else, we would like the opportunity to be able to pop up in a different location.
So really, this first one, and it's, what is it, Saturday the 7th of December, isn't it?
That's right.
This is something of an experiment in all sorts of ways, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ideally, what we'd love to do, if it's a success, is invest in our own equipment and investigate other venues around Brentwood. And they don't have to be normal buildings either. They don't have to be necessarily church halls or anything like that. As long as it's a space, you know, we can work our kind of cinema program around the space, and, you know, make it appropriate, really. So we hope to be really flexible eventually, but obviously this first time out is a bit of an experience for us, as well as the cinema going customers, hopefully.
what about some of the practicalities? I mean, presumably you'll be playing off of DVDs, will you?
Yes, that's right. We have been investigating our, because you've got to get a license and what have you, obviously, yeah, to play films for a paying audience. We've been working with a company called Film Bank. They arrange all the licenses and sort of talk you through how you have to sort of report everything to them. But one of the good things is that once you open your license account, you can use your own footage, so your own DVDs and your own copy copies of what you have at home, basically. So it's not like we necessarily have to hire in special films or special formats or anything, which is brilliant, really. It's very convenient. But also we can still get them, we can still order whatever we want from Film Bank, and they have an enormous library. So it's just a case of where our imagination takes us, really, in terms of what we show.
And I guess it's quite a big screen that you'll be showing them on.
Yeah, I mean, this time round, we're lucky enough to be able to use the Cathedral Hall's equipment, and they have a giant screen. We could even use a wall. We've got a projector. If we've got a big white wall, we can show it on a wall. Makes it nice and big.
How many people will be able to get into the Cathedral Hall?
I think it will be maximum capacity, including what we're doing in the hall is we're going to have a seated area, so normal, traditional, lovely, comfy seats. And then at the very front of the hall, particularly for our first film, which is going to be like the sort of family, real family sort of feel film, we're going to have an area at the very front where children and grown-ups, if they want to, can bring a bean bag or bring a lovely comfy cushion and just sit on the floor in the front, so they've got a lovely view of it all. So I think the maximum I'm imagining is about 200 people. But I mean, that would be maximum. Yeah,
we need to work on our figures.
Yes.
Katie, where did the name Penny Blue Picture House, Penny Blue, come from?
Well, it's a bit of a strange story, but when we first thought of the idea, when the post office first closed down, the idea sort of sprung to mind again, and we thought that would be a really good place to hold a pop-up cinema. So we used to collect stamps as children.
Like lots of people.
Sad. But, the Penny Blue was the one you wanted to get. We didn't ever get it, I don't think.
No.
So we thought post office, Penny Blue, and it just, that's really, we
Why
just
not?
Love the name.
Why
just
not?
Really,
it's a great name, actually.
It's quite quirky.
Yeah.
Which is us, we're quirky.
And it rolls off the tongue, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Now, your first screening, as we've been saying, is in, 3 weeks' time, Saturday the 7th of December.
I'm scared.
Well, I hope it's going ahead. We've certainly been bringing it up here on Phoenix. And you've been asking people on your Facebook page to vote for one of five films to be the very first screening. And you're having something of a Christmas theme, aren't you? On this first evening. You're going to be showing not one, but two films. Now, we will reveal which film, or I'll ask you to reveal which of the five films has got the most votes in a little while. Not just yet. We're going to keep the suspense going a little bit longer. But you're also going to be showing a 1940s classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, who chose that? Oh, you both sound quite enthusiastic about that.
Oh, we both chose that one. It's our favourite Christmas film.
Definitely a joint decision.
Right.
It's such an amazing, amazing movie. And so, it's so emotional and beautiful and funny.
It's just the Christmas film. I think everybody, I don't know anyone who wouldn't enjoy watching It's a Wonderful Life.
So really, that's going to be a great way, what is it going to be? It's going to be about 3 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
A good
yeah.
way of really getting into the atmosphere.
Oh, definitely.
In the Cathedral Hall as well, so it couldn't be better setting, could
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So that's absolutely brilliant. Now, the other film that you're going to be showing, it's a bit like sort of, it's not exactly a B movie, is it? Because they're both A movies, but back in the old days, you used to sort of have an A and a B movie.
Exactly.
But these are both going to be blockbuster films, and the first one also is going to be a Christmas film. They're both suitable for the whole family as well,
absolutely.
Aren't they?
Oh, yes.
You chose five films for people to vote for. Katie, can you just remind us, or in case people haven't seen your Facebook page, which the five were, without revealing the one that people have voted for yet?
Okay. Well, we had The Santa Claus, and The Muppets Christmas Carol. We had Elf. We had Home Alone. And we had Scrooged.
And we will let people know which one is the one that people have been voting for, and that you're going to be showing on the 7th of December in a little while. I suppose one of the important things people need to know is how they can get tickets. Can they just turn up on the night, or do you want people to get tickets in advance, Fiona?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of ways of doing this for the first time out. People are very welcome to email us and let us know that they'd like to reserve tickets. So that's not a problem. And then, yes, it'll be on the door on the night. So we'll be selling tickets. We've got to work out our timings a little bit, but we'll be selling tickets sort of right up to the last minute if we can.
And how much will the tickets be?
So they'll be £4.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're on Facebook,
yes,
and Twitter, so just
well,
do
yeah.
a just do a search for Penny Blue Picture House. Give us your email address as well, just in case people want to.
Sure.
Email.
So it's Penny Blue Picture House, all one word, @hotmail.com.
Great stuff. And as I say, we will reveal which of the films is going to be the very first in a little while. You're also setting a little competition for us, aren't you, to win some VIP tickets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your first screening.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
So what exactly is the prize you're offering here, Fiona?
So we're offering 4 tickets, either for a family, for grown-ups, or however the winner wants to do it. Also, obviously, we will treat our winners to the best seats in the house, popcorn, pick and mix, drinks, the lot. So they'll literally just have to turn up and join in, obviously.
And what have people got to do if they want to enter that, Katie?
Well, we're going to set a question.
Uh-huh. And do you want to give us the question?
So,
Fiona.
The question is, who was the star, the lead actor in It's a Wonderful Life?
Right, and to give a bit of a clue, we're talking about the character George Bailey.
That's right, yes. The main man.
The main man in It's a Wonderful Life, the 1946 film. Who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Quite an easy question. I don't know if we've given away the answer.
No,
or not
I would.
Already.
I was on the verge of talking about him, I'm glad I didn't.
And if you want to win those tickets and all the goodies and to be treated like VIPs on the 7th of December, all you need to do is send your answer with your contact details to Phoenix FM. Probably the best thing to do is to email it. You can email it to me, alan@phoenixfm.com, alan@phoenixfm.com, or if you've got one of our Phoenix FM apps for the iPhone or Android, I think there's a little competition tab on there that you can send the answer into as well. We'll give you a couple of weeks to do this. Sunday the 30th of November is the closing date for entries. Who played George Bailey in the 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life? He was the main the leading man. It's quite an easy answer, and I'm really struggling not to mention his name, because then it will make the whole absolutely pointless. Look, we do need to take a break there. We will come back and talk some more in a moment when you can finally reveal which film has got the most votes to be shown as the very first film alongside It's a Wonderful Life. It's the Feel Good Saturday. It's Alan with you for another half an hour or so, chatting with Fiona Hewlett and Katie Ward, who are founders of a brand new pop-up cinema in Brentwood, which is launching 3 weeks today in the hall at Brentwood Cathedral. Katie, there are two halls at the cathedral, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they are adjoined, the two halls.
Right.
So what we'll be doing is using both of them, but we'll be serving drinks and snacks in the small hall.
And you were saying to me off air there that you've actually got an alcohol licence as well.
Yes, we have. We think that will probably just be for It's a Wonderful Life later on in the evening.
Right.
But another thing that I think Brentwood is lacking is a really nice wine bar. And my husband and I do like our wine, so he's agreed to get involved and pick out some really nice wines that we can offer our customers.
That's
going to
be a real treat, because Fiona, part of the thing about the pop-up cinema is not just the fact that Brentwood hasn't got its own cinema at the moment, but it's also about being more of an experience than literally just opening the doors, showing a film, and that's it, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've been really inspired by, like Katie said, the pop-up we went to see last Christmas, but also also by the Prince Charles Cinema in London, who are famous for their event cinema showings. And the idea really is that people don't just sit in silence and watch the film. We actually want our audience to get involved. So if that's singing along to a song you recognise, or quoting along if you recognise a bit of the film, or even shouting, at the cinema screen like you would do at home potentially, which we do.
We do.
Everyone does it. But, for instance, if we were screening a scary movie, and someone's just about to go up the stairs and get into a lot of trouble. Exactly. So
it's behind you.
Exactly. Yeah, we want our audience to be involved.
Yeah,
sure.
And I think going forward, if we do make a success of the first showing, we will be really thinking about what we're showing and how we can enhance the experience for our customers. Because we just think that it would just be really, really good fun to make it a real event and a real experience.
I think that's one of the great things about it. You mentioned, I think, a little bit earlier on that we've already got the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club, and I know that they sort of do discussions on films that they've shown and things like that as well. I mean, presumably you're not looking to tread on their toes at all.
No, not at all.
From what I know of them, I think we're going to just appeal to a different kind of audience.
They tend to show sort of niche films, a lot of foreign language type things, don't they? A lot of, I suppose, what you might put into it to sort of a cult category. What sorts of films are you looking to show? I mean, obviously on this first night, which as you say, is something of an experiment, it's very much sort of a family night, Christmas theme. So it's, it's something to appeal to everybody and get in the Christmas mood with not only It's a Wonderful Life, but also another film, which we will be revealing very, very soon. Get that drum roll going, I think. Is that sort of setting the tone, do you think, as you go along? Is it always going to be sort of family type films that you're going to be showing?
Not necessarily. No. Family movies are always going to be a big part of what we do going forward if we can make a success of this first event. But I mean, for instance, we were discussing having an 80s weekend. We could even have like a horror night, for instance.
There's so much scope. I think once we started to, we had a whole evening, a whole afternoon and evening once going through all the different...
Our parents' house.
They weren't very happy.
No, they were not.
Going through all the different themes and films and, everything that we could do to enhance the films. And, there's so much fun you can have with it. There really is, because there really is a huge amount of scope.
There is really a lot of fun to be had in actually planning this. I mean, I'm sure...
Yeah.
That
much.
I'm sure you put in a lot of work with this, and there's probably a lot of stress and things about the whole thing coming together, but it really is worthwhile from the point of view of just indulging in a passion, isn't it, really?
Oh, definitely. And we enjoy it, we love it, so we're so passionate about it that makes the whole easier, the whole
and thing we've had to organize. We've had a lot of help as well. I mean, not only have Katie's family and our parents sort of been involved in discussing film options. we've had a lot of help from Katie's colleagues at the fundraising committee.
Yeah, especially then one guy, Matt Barry, he's got a publishing company, Blue Serif, and he's helped us with our logo and he's designing posters for us. So, everybody's really excited about it,
right.
Which is really nice, actually, because then they're keen to help us. Everyone we've spoken to just thinks it's a brilliant idea.
And it's about people coming together and having
definitely.
A good time. Yeah.
It's a real community
spirit. Well, look, this first film that you're going to be showing, you've been asking people to vote on your Facebook page. There were five films, one of which you're going to show alongside It's a Wonderful Life. You're going to show first Home Alone, Muppet Christmas Carol, Elf, Scrooged, and the Santa Claus were the choices that people had. How did you come up with those five titles,
well,
Fiona?
Two of them. One of them is my favourite.
And one of them is my favourite.
And then the rest of them, we did a lot of research on top 10 Christmas movies, top 10 family movies. And just rather than think of other things ourselves and potentially argue about them, we decided to let the internet give us a clue. And those are the ones that turned up the most in the sort of, you know, top 10 family Christmas movies.
And I know you've been having a lot of interest on your Penny Blue Picture House Facebook page.
Yeah, it's been great, actually.
I can't stand the suspense anymore. I think it's about time that you told us. You have counted the votes, have you?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Right.
And the runaway winner
was...
is...
We'll do this X Factor style, shall we?
And it is Elf.
Elf!
Yay!
Now, is that anybody's favourite?
It might be mine. Yes.
Fiona, you're happy about that choice, aren't you?
I am thrilled, Alan.
This is democracy at work. Yeah. So Elf is going to be the very, very first song, film to be shown. on Saturday the 7th of December. I was thinking of song, because I'm going to play a song from the film in just a moment. So it's Elf and It's a Wonderful Life, going to be shown on the 7th of December, Saturday, in 3 weeks' time at the Bremwell Cathedral in the hall there. Now, do just remind us, Katie, if people want to come along and see... Do they have to come to both, or can they maybe
come to one?
No, they've got young children, perhaps?
I think predominantly people will come to one of the showings. We will be confirming times on our web, not our website, we haven't got one of those yet. Well, on our Twitter page and on our Facebook page. The thing to do is to follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook, and then they'll get all the
details.
And
tickets are £4, but you're also giving away a prize of 4 tickets to the screening of both the films, presumably, and some goodies as well.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Yes, uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do just remind us, Fiona, of the question people need to answer if they want to have a chance to win those tickets.
Which amazing Hollywood actor played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life?
Email your answer with your name and contact details to me, alan@phoenixfm.com, or if you've got the Phoenix FM app, you just need to click on the competition tab. Who played George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Closing date for entries is Sunday the 30th of November, and you do obviously need to be available on Saturday the 7th of December to enjoy your prize. Katie, Fiona, time is getting the better of us, but just quickly before you go, Fiona, on a completely different tack here,
I know that
you want to talk about your day job just very briefly. I know it involves something quite exciting, which is going to be happening next week. Tell us just quickly.
It does,
about that.
Yes. I'm lucky enough to work for This Morning at ITV, and I've been very busy over the last few weeks and months, it feels like, organising the 25th anniversary party for the show, which takes place on Monday in London. Yes, although it's going to be a brilliant, brilliant day, and we are looking forward to it. I think I'll be quite happy when I don't have to plan it anymore. So that's really exciting.
Well,
very
best luck with that.
Thank you.
25 years have gone very, very
well. Oh, yes, they have. Yeah.
I guess you've been talking quite a lot on the programme about I'm a Celebrity, have you?
Yes, I mean, we'll be doing a regular slot sort of talking about the comings and goings in the jungle. So that's something to watch out for.
And we know who's going to win, don't we?
Obviously, yes. Phoenix FM's very own.
Our very own Steve Davis. No, absolutely brilliant. Well, very best of luck with that.
Thank you, of course,
Fiona and Katie, the very best of luck with Penny Blue Picture House as well.
Thank you. Do pop in again
in a month or two after you've had that first screening.
Oh,
and let us know how it's all going, won't you?
Thank you.
Thank you. That'd be great.